back to the Alex Jones Show here on Sunday Night Live, the Alex Jones Network. I am your guest host, Roysha, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are happy to be with you again this Sunday. I'm every woman. Every time I hear that Chaka Khan, just makes me want to dance. Doesn't it make you guys want to dance? Chaka Khan. Shout out to Chaka Khan. An inspiration for all women, but certainly us, sometimes identifying as black trans lesbians as well. Chaka Khan, the great Chaka Khan. I'm every woman, and I am every woman, and every woman is me. We are connected. We're a collective. We're a collective. We have to stand up for one another. But as a woman, can I say some things that are controversial? I was saying before the break, it just blows my mind. We're going to let 20 million foreign invaders come into our country to pick our crops and do the jobs that Americans don't have skills for while we teach our children about trans rights in the schools, and they lose all ability to fulfill the American dream through the education they receive. You know, let your freak flag fly. Okay, if you want to identify how you want to identify, we live in an omnisexual world. You can be whatever you want to be. But even still, there are some things that are just common sense. Common sense tells us somewhere in here we've lost the plot. Somewhere in here, Democrats and Republicans alike. And so I just say, you know, the Republicans, shame on you. Shame on you because you let it get this way. You still want moderation after you see how extreme things have gotten. You still want moderation. Like, I'm posting a video here tonight from this you know, young lady on Instagram. I think her name is Katie Meow or something like that. I'm not sure, but she goes around. She does these street interviews, and she popped up in my feed, and she's out there in the street asking people, who are they more afraid of? Who's a bigger threat to the country? MAGA supporters or radical Islamists? And she's literally asking them, like, if a guy's running down the street right now screaming Allahu Akbar, and somebody comes down the street screaming, Make America Great Again, which one are you more afraid of? And unanimously, people said they were more afraid of the MAGA supporters, the Donald Trump and MAGA supporters. You know what, Republicans? Enough with the moderation. Now, you're already screwed. And Minnesota's lost. When you look at Minnesota, you have to understand how it got this way. You have to understand. Minnesota's a microcosm of the country. Minnesota's an example of fiscal conservatives making all these excuses about why they don't participate in elections or why they vote for the moderate candidate or whatever the case may be. Really, they're center-left Republicans is what they are. They go, wait a minute, what is this? This isn't right. This isn't okay. This isn't what I voted for. No, it is what you voted for. It's exactly what you voted for. It's exactly what you asked for. All you Mitt Romney, Michelle Tafoya, John Thune, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, we're throwing him in there too. All of you center-left Republicans allowed this to happen because you said we need moderation. Because the only answer is to convince the independents and the moderates who have capitulated and enabled the communists. I'm not a communist. I'm an FBA black trans lesbian, but I'm not a communist at all. I'm a pro-choice, Christo-nationalist FBA black trans lesbian. I'm not a communist. And I'm sorry, did I say pro-choice again? I'm sorry. It's my two-spirit. I'm a pro-life, Christo-nationalist, FBA, trans, lesbian. And I deserve to be heard too, because trans lives matter. Right? You're watching the Alex Jones Show here live on Sunday night. This is the Alex Jones Network. I'm your guest host, Roysha White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigly has launched an online pharmacy. 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Roysha, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, cultural epicenter of American politics, where we have a failed communist state. We failed. We've lost it. Minnesota is lost. I'm sorry. And there's some great people here. And this used to be a great state, still is a great state, but you know, we are an example that you can lose the gifts that God grants you, that God gives you, the blessings that God bestows upon you by choosing to associate with or vote for people to represent you that don't have a scintilla of righteousness. Not even a scintilla of righteousness do our leaders have here in Minnesota. And what else would we need to see? It's like, again, Minnesota is the microcosm with the worst fraud we've witnessed in our state's history. Some of the greatest political failures, number one, our education system, where 20 to 30% of the people, the young kids, the young people in the city of Minneapolis can't read or write at grade level. Epic political failure. With all that being, with all that happening, with us witnessing all of that, our instinct is still to moderate. We still want moderation, or at least that's what the fake and rigged elections would tell us. And I don't, I'm not upset. People are like, are you upset? Are you disappointed in the result of the primaries? So, and you know, the Dems and the Libs, they love to throw it in your face like, you lost again. You all don't get it. We do not believe in the legitimacy or security of these elections. Why? Because you told us not to in 2018. Never forget the documentary Kill Chain, where Amy Klobuchar and Kamala Harris, who I see is ahead in the primary polls for the Democrat side in 2028. It's just like, boy, that's what we're up against, right? I mean, this is the, when you want to moderate, let me explain it to people. When you want to moderate, when your instinct is moderation, you are extending a hand to people who believe Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Gavin Newsom would make fine presidents. Those are the people who you're reaching for. And don't tell me, no. They're the independents and moderates out there that really don't associate with either political side. They're going to vote for the best candidate. You know what? To all of them, I say, you're traitors and liars too. You're delusional. The people in the center, the middle, moderate milquetoast American citizens that are lukewarm and the independents, you all are delusional. You all are absolutely delusional. And you're seeing it down there in Texas right now. The polls are set, the fake polls, but okay, we all want to use the polls as an indicator of something. In a world where you would elect a James Tallarico over a Ken Paxton, and by the way, has Joe Rogan had Ken Paxton on yet? Has Rogan had to, I haven't been on Rogan yet. You know, we'll say that for a different day. I'm not even going to go there. But has Joe Rogan had on Ken Paxton? Maybe he did. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I don't watch every episode, but I see the clips, and I see the clips of James Tallarico on Joe Rogan. I don't see the clips of Ken Paxton on Joe Rogan. And in America where we would elect, where we would even think to elect a James Tallarico, who has the audacity to thump the Bible, But he's obviously in support of abortion up to birth. I mean, come on. We all know that. I don't even care what he says. It's a fundamental part of their political platform. And that is the referendum issue. That is the, you know, that is the issue. Everybody kind of wants to put it to bed. We're not putting anything to bed. We're not toning anything down. We're not taking a single back step, which is why I'm running for president now. I just need a bigger sample size. That's all. Minnesota is a failed communist state for a reason. The Republicans here, the majority of them, and look at the primary turnout. Democrats turn out 2-1 in the primary. After witnessing the greatest fraud in the history of Minnesota, the Democrats still turned out to vote 2-1. What do you want me to say to these people in Minnesota, these Republicans? What should I do? You want me to go drag them to the polls physically? You want me to go stand outside their homes and scream, the commies are coming, the commies are coming? And people criticized me. They said, well, you didn't run a campaign with a great ground game and you didn't send any mailers. And if you're stupid enough to still believe the mailers you get, let me tell you how it works for everybody in the back. Take out your number two pencil, as the great Steve Bannon always says. Take out your number two pencil. The people who send you the mailers are the people who got enough money on the front end for a quid pro quo with the special interest and lobby money. That's how they're able to send you the mailers. You should look at them, make a mental note, puppet, throw it in the trash. Wipe your ass with it is what you should do. Use it as tissue when you get one of those stupid mailers from one of these candidates. I didn't send one. I didn't send one. I didn't make one phone call. I didn't buy one TV ad. I went straight to the people through social media, through the internet, through the live broadcast like here. And if you didn't get the message, then you weren't looking. Then you were listening to the Star Tribune, who, oh, by the way, dead named me and misgendered me. According to them, my transition isn't genuine enough, right? They're all concerned about my genitalia. Like, they get to determine what's a woman. They get to determine who's a real woman and who's a fake real woman. Don't worry about my genitalia. Don't worry about my trans plan with my trans-affirming doctor. It's none of your business. When a beautiful black queen talks, you listen and you learn. Better yet, you bow to a beautiful black queen like Roisha. Okay? Okay? You bow to a beautiful black queen when she speaks. That's what you do. Don't worry about my trans plan, my genitalia. Nine and a half or more beautiful black inches of clitoris. You bow when a queen talks. But I'm not trans enough for the Star Tribune, right? And my whole point is there's still Minnesota Republicans who read the Star Tribune. They think the Star Tribune's a credible source of information. Like, for example, the story that keeps popping up is you have a 50-year order for protection against your ex-wife. Well, you must have beaten her ruthlessly to get a 50-year order for protection. No, actually, there was no evidence. There were no police calls. There were no arrests. There were no pictures. No evidence whatsoever. There wasn't even an eyewitness. No evidence whatsoever that I did anything physically abusive to my ex-wife. In Minnesota, like many other places all across the country, they give out orders for protection like candy. Another symptom of a country that's lost its way. See, and there's a corollary. When a Dr. Fauci could perpetuate the crimes that he did against the American people and not be arrested, justice is dead. There is no American justice system. There is no justice. Justice is dead when Dr. Fauci can perpetuate those crimes. But that's downstream. Upstream from Dr. Fauci is when a woman can falsely accuse a man of sexual assault or rape and come back to the court and admit that she lied and face no criminal penalty. Justice is dead. Now, lucky for me, my ex-wife didn't allege that because, I mean, even for her, that'd be a step too far. But to say I was abusive, That's in play. Not a 50-year order for protection. Actually, we appealed it because the 50-year is an obvious abuse of discretion. When you're in a civil case, not a criminal case, a civil case, there's a thing called there is a hyper scrutiny to the facts and findings in order to grant maximum relief, which 50 years is the maximum relief you can be granted in a civil order for protection, which means the judge has to have a severe scrutiny of the facts and findings in order to grant such a relief. And obviously she didn't. In fact, interestingly enough, you tell me out there, all the Democrat critics, and see, you can't convince them anyways. I don't know why I'm arguing with them. I'm just going on the record because, you know, tomorrow a transgender jihadist could come and try and shoot a fellow trans queen because they don't think I'm trans enough. Go figure. I just like to be on the record. You tell me another legal setting where a person could be accused of something with no dispositive video evidence, paperwork, emails, text messages, phone calls, eyewitnesses, some type of dispositive evidence, and in fact have four or five witnesses to counter those allegations, some of which who were actual eyewitnesses to the allegations themselves. You tell me another legal setting where that person could still be found guilty for the crimes alleged against them. The answer is nowhere. Nowhere in our legal, unless you're President Trump and you get brought up on politicized witch hunt, kangaroo court indictments from your political opponents, and then all bets are off. And what's to say there's any difference between the indictments brought down on President Trump and the young up-and-coming ultra-MAGA U.S. Senate candidate here in the belly of the beast, a failed communist state? And you stupid Republicans actually would read the Star Tribune, see 50-year order for protection and go, wow, that's a lot of baggage. No, you are a coward. You're a coward. That's the truth. And that's why Minnesota is the way it is. All of you out there who wonder, you look at Minnesota and you go, what the heck is going on with Minnesota? Well, every time I look up, it's Minnesota. What's going on with these people? It's very simple. We didn't hold the line. We didn't hold the line. We refused to hold the line. I'm radical. I'm radical. You know, I'm. And hey, maybe you know, again, Vox Populi, Vox Dei, the voice of the people is the voice of God. The voice of the people wants moderation. Then proceed. Make your choice and live with your decision. But be brave enough to look at the results of your decision and infer some of the motive. Maybe your motive is to trade your freedom for convenience in an unacceptable and, in my opinion, inappropriate quid pro quo. Maybe that is your true motivation. And if that's the case, don't talk to me about the Muslims are coming. Don't say, oh, the Muslims are coming, the Muslims are coming. The Muslims are here. They're here. They're inside the wire, and you all know it. We all know it. We all know the Muslims are inside the wire. Liberals and Democrats on the streets of America saying they're more afraid of MAGA Trump supporters than they are radical Islamists. And you still want to negotiate? Take it from a beautiful black queen. The time for negotiation is over. There is no more negotiating with crazy. You can be a beautiful black trans queen, but do you believe in American citizenship? Do you believe in having a country? Do you believe in this nation's founding ideas about freedom, sovereignty? That's the question. I don't care how you dress. I don't care who you sleep with. It's none of my business. I don't care what your genitalia looks like. If you want to chop it off, if you want to sew it on, if you want to pierce it, if you want to peel it, if you want to do whatever you want to do with, you want to go out into your living room at home on a Friday night and turn on that Sade, light some candles, drink some wine, and just twirl it in a circle because you can. Well, you know, all to be free, born this way. I don't care what you do. But Can we at least have secure elections? Can we at least not open our country up to foreign invaders? Because you know what? These foreign invaders are taking up my trans resources. There's a lot of resources out there that trans people need. It's all the hate we deal with. There's a lot of resources out there that trans people need, and these foreign invaders are taking our resources. I don't want to share. I don't want to share the resources, the public resources, with some rapist from Guatemala. I'm a beautiful, black, fabulous trans queen. I don't need to be sharing the resources, our nation's resources, tax dollars, the social programs with some Guatemalan foreign invader. And it's not just from Guatemala. I don't mean to pick on Guatemala. See, it's not just people from Guatemala. It's people from all over the world. But just the same, as borders work in both directions, we don't need to be paying all of these countries all around the world. You guys have heard me talk about it time and time again. You live in a reverse vassal empire. You ask yourself, you go, usually in a vassal state, in a vassal empire, the small kingdom pays tribute to the big kingdom for military protection. If you ever have trouble with a kingdom, another kingdom, a village, a band of marauders, you can send word to the vassal empire and we'll send aid. We'll send military aid to help you. You pay a small nominal fee tribute to the bigger power for protection. We live in a reverse vassal empire, where we pay everybody else to protect them. Ask yourself, would you go down to the most dangerous bar or nightclub in your respective area, city, and be a bodyguard for free? Would you go down to the most dangerous bar in your city, in your town, and stand as a bodyguard, as a security guard, a doorman for free? In what world, who would do that? Who would be a bodyguard in the most dangerous bar for free? I'll tell you who. Somebody who's selling drugs out of the back or the basement or from behind the bar. That's who would be bodyguard for free at the most dangerous bar in town. Somebody who has another ulterior motive, who has another business going on at that business, at that place. They want a proximity to that location for whatever reason. That is a scenario where you would pay every other country to protect them. And why do we pay? We pay for the exact reason Tim Scott said we pay when he was on the presidential campaign in 2024. And that's why I'm really running. Over my dead body will I see Rhino Extraordinaire Tim Scott up there parading around as a presidential candidate in 2028. Over my dead body. But he is the quiet part out loud, right? We want to moderate. We want to smile, stupid, goofy laugh. We're all Republicans. We all need to get along. We're not getting along. We're not getting along at all. No, because you all aren't doing anything. You haven't done any. Don't tell us about the midterms. Don't try and fear monger us about losing the House and the Senate. You have the House and the Senate right now. You're not doing anything with it. Then you want to call these people the doomers and the black pillars and the this and the that. You want to try and demean these people who are further to the right and say they're panickins. No. They're not panickins. What? How dare you? Did the audacity of you split-tongued. The audacity of you. If we were on Please Call Me Crazy, I'd just use the profanity. But, you know, respectfully to Alex Jones' show, the audacity of you split-tongue folk out there who call us panickins, but the entire message of the Republican platform is to panic because of what the communists are doing. So which one is it? Should we panic or not? Well, we should panic, but as long as we have enough institutionalists like John Thune, we should make it through. Did they just say that out loud? Even more important, did you believe that? Are you guys actually buying? I've been to a lot of these Republican events where people come in like that, like a John Thune type, And they say that kind of stuff in front of an audience and they clap. And I'm like, people who know me from Minnesota have been at some of these events when I'm there to speak. You know, I'm the rabble rouser. I come in and say the thing that everybody's thinking, but people won't stand up and say. And, you know, when these other folks are on stage and whatnot, I'll just kind of be standing in the back with my arms folded, looking around, just looking, just, you know, listening. And it happens time and time again where somebody would get up there who's a John Thune kind of Republican and say just that, you know, panic. But if we can just get enough John Thunes in, we'll be okay. Moderates, institutionalists, middle of the road folk who can appeal to Democrats and suburban white women. And I get up there and go, did you all just believe what that person said? You really believe that? And you can hear this groan in the crowd like, oh, he's going to do it. He's going to address the elephant in the room. Ah, don't do it. He's going to go ahead. Just do it then. And then afterward, they're like, you said what needed to be said. You said what needed to be. You told them. I'm going to keep telling the truth. It's not a referendum on me personally. It's a referendum on you, the American people. When you're ready, when you're finally sick and tired of what we're going through right now, from President Trump's mouth to God's ear, and everybody else up and down the line to the lowest amongst us, the weakest citizen amongst us, this will stop. But until then, you know, quit your complaining, quit your belly aching and moaning. The Republicans, let me tell you why I say Minnesota's lost. Minnesota's a failed communist state. It's over. Now, down the road, President Trump could do some things. Somebody could do some things that could turn the momentum, and some places that are occupied could be free again. That happens. That happens. But as of right, as it stands today, a week after our midterm primary, Minnesota's lost. Don't let these stupid Republicans tell you Minnesota's in play. It's not in play. They're lying. They're lying. They know they're lying. I know they're lying. We all know they're lying. They're lying. Number one, the elections aren't secure. Number two, the justified midterm primary results would suggest that the voter turnout enthusiasm amongst Democrats is 2-1. How in the world do we plan? And they have the audacity to tell you that the 1 million Christian voters, Republican Christian low propensity voters who didn't vote in 24 are going to run to the polls in November for an openly pro-choice candidate. Oh my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. It's like the audacity of these lies, but our willingness to believe them is even more, just more profound. You really believe this stuff? You really believe that a majority of the United States Senate, the current Republican-held United States Senate, is in favor of the Save America Act? You really believe that? Just tell me, do you really believe that? You really believe the only people holding it up are a few like John Thune or Susan Collins or whoever? You really believe that? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We probably could count on our hand the people who really do support the Save America Act. You're watching the Alex Jones Show live Sunday night, the Alex Jones Network. I'm here in the belly of the beast, Roysha. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Meal Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow, incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have, literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, live here on Sunday night, the Alex Jones Network. Belly of the Beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm your guest host, Roysha. Little R-E-S-P-E-C-T. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha Franklin. Just a little respect. Just a little respect for your black queens. All my black queens out there, clock it. Clock it. Yeah, I mean, you know, what to even say? I've said it all. I haven't said any different than anybody else has said it. I couldn't say it any different than anybody else said it. I can't say it any better. Can't say it any better than anybody else has said it. We all know what the problem is. We all know what the problem is, which is why I'm just having a blast. I'm having a blast in my feminine era. I never knew that I could be a woman, or better yet, more accurately, a black trans lesbian. I never knew. This whole time, there's been a transgender, you know, caged deep down inside of me. And it feels good. For that transgender to finally be free, for Roysha to be free. It does. It's liberating. Because like I said, the ship's going down and the band is playing. And you know, it's funny, and people aren't going to like this, but that's okay. You know, I saw Enos Kanter, my fellow trans draft prospect in 2027. I saw him say, "I just want to be very clear here. I just want to be very clear that I'm not associated with any other player and their antics to get clicks. I'm not trying to make a mockery of this. This is very serious to me. You know what? And I said this the other day on my show. You're a guest in my country. Now, if you want to talk politics, Enos, we can talk politics. If you want to talk basketball, we can talk basketball. If you want to play one-on-one, we can play one-on-one. But other than that, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, or I'll shut it for you. So we can have a girl fight. If you want. So I don't like the company you keep. See, everybody else will cut around the corners and play the field. Watch your mouth. You're talking to somebody who doesn't really do that often. Actually, I never do it. And I'll just say, I remember when you first hit the scene and you were running around with William Burns, director of the CIA, William Burns, at the cocktail mixers. So I don't like the company you keep. I know when you get political asylum because scumbag President Erdogan put a fatwa on you. When you get political asylum, you have to go to State Department, and the State Department doesn't grant political asylum to special case refugees unless the CIA has some interest. And I don't believe in or trust any of the CIA's interest in anything, especially 6'10 basketball players. Why? Because if I'm ever president of the United States, the first black trans lesbian president, we're going to abolish the CIA. We're going to get rid of the CIA. We're going to scatter it to the winds in the name of JFK. So you watch your mouth. You know your place. You're a guest in my country. This is America, and I'm an American citizen, and you're here on asylum, buddy. Watch your mouth when you're talking to an American citizen, a heritage American. And I don't even like the Turks anyway. Let me just throw that out there. I don't like the Turks anyway. I like the East Turkestan folks, Uyghur Muslims. Remember, I was talking about that before you were too. And it's not a game of who was first, but I just don't like when people try, you know, what are you doing? You got the monopoly on the WNBA draft? Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Mass deportations. And the Turk's heart longs for Vienna. Never forget that, all of you out there. The Turk's heart longs for Vienna. Which means the Turk, you know, is, oh, well, the Turk wants to conquer Europe. No. The Turk's heart wants to be European. Longs for the neoclassicism of Vienna, the art, the high society of Vienna, the great Ottoman Empire of old. And never forget, Christians fought a war against Muslims time and time again. And one of those times, we'll save that for another day. Save that for another day. Watch your mouth, Turk. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, I wish Enos Kanter farewell in the draft. Farewell to him. Maybe he's number one. Maybe he's number two. Maybe I'm number one. Who knows? But more importantly, the WNBA, and I just want to say this about women's basketball again. You know, my coach, Nancy Lieberman, was my coach in the Big Three. And she's one of the first pioneers of women's basketball. She's got a wealth of knowledge of the game. And there's so many great women's basketball players out there, so many great women's athletes. I saw the other day, Clarissa Shields, won a big-time championship fight or a big-time fight. There are a lot of great women's athletes out there. A lot of them, especially basketball players. A lot of great women's basketball players out there. But it's time to expand. It's time to expand the game. Let those assigned male at birth come and support. And so we talk about this gender pay gap. If LeBron James played in the WNBA, the ratings would go through the roof and women would get paid more. Isn't that what we all want? Isn't that the goal? isn't the measure of a thing, the overall health of a thing, the material benefit? Isn't the overall measure of a thing, a given thing in society, the net benefit, material benefit for a person or the people involved? It brings up an interesting point. It's because it's like, for all of the talk about inequality or gender pay gaps and who has the resources and who doesn't, that cannot be the only measure of a society, of the health of a society. See, and I saw the other day there was this clip of Hassan Piker, who's a fruitcake, and I think I can use it. I think I can use the term, I think I can use the B word and the F word with impunity now, the same way I can use the N word as a black person. Now that I'm a black trans lesbian, I think I can use the B word and the F word with impunity. I can't say it here on the show because we're live, but I think that, you know, I think that comes along with it. I have to double check with the trans and women community. But regardless, Hassan Piker, communist fruitcake, and my goodness. I mean, what more do we have to see? The fact that guys like this are even popping up and becoming popular is a tale of the tape. So what is going on here? And they ask him on the podcast, I forget which podcast it was, got the two white guys on it. And they ask him, they say, well, what's a good example of a socialist system? A modern example of a socialist system that you think is doing it right. And what do you think his answer was? China. Of course he thinks that. He even went so far as to say, I'm going to post a clip a little bit later on my social media, but it's just a perfect example of the mentality on the Marxist left. He said, and I quote, is paraphrasing, but it's pretty close, that you have to measure a government or governance by the material output, the material benefit of the most downtrodden people, the material benefits for the most downtrodden people. And if we measure a system of governance like that, China, that went from, you know, basically a third world country to competing with one of the world's superpowers, being us, he was referring to the United States of America, competing with one of the world's superpowers, you'd have to say that China is the closest thing to an efficacious form of governance. And my mind was just blown, and like, I'm sure there's probably a lot of people out there who believe that. There's a lot of people out there who really believe that China's communist system of governance is the reason that they've risen out of, obscurity, international obscurity. The rise of China was not organic, and it certainly wasn't due to their communist system of governance. They, like many of the other communists in Europe and all around the world, are subsidized by the American working class. The capitalist American working class has subsidized the entire world, and specifically the rise of China, so their communist system of governance could survive over top of the foundation that American citizens, a working class American citizens, provide them economically. And One Belt, One Road is littered with Western receipts, littered with American receipts, littered with American taxes. No, the rise of China was not the Chinese Communist Party's communist philosophy. The rise of China was a quid pro quo with America's managerial elite, permanent political class, to subsidize the rise of China. And one must ask, why on earth did we ever do that? We have answers. The answer is a group of academic elites in the middle, a group of moderate American academic elites came up with this brilliant idea. This brilliant idea. They refer to it as the managed decline. And why do they call it the managed decline? Because they manage it. It's managed. And the managed decline was this concession that America is in decline. Inevitably, nothing you can do about it. The rise of China is the second law of thermonuclear dynamics. This was their justification to continue to use China as our essential supply chain manufacturer and put a bunch of American citizens out of work, first of all, but also out of the security of manufacturing our essential goods here in our own country. And they justified it by saying China's rise can only be deterred, can only be managed if we infuse them with Western capitalism. By doing this in China, we will make the Chinese more like us. And what happened was the exact opposite. We became more like the Chinese, which is why they say it's the economy, stupid. A bunch of American citizens who don't have a scintilla of righteousness, morals, or ethics. They think everything comes down to price and money, and they don't even understand how inflation really works. They don't even understand how the economy actually works. Their greatest indicator of the economic standing of our country, the overall economic health, is the price they pay at the gas pump, which is why you don't realize that the Federal Reserve's crushing you. Because back to the American education system, they teach you about gender sex dolls before they teach you how to do basic math. God forbid how the monetary system works. It'd be like a cardinal sin to teach American citizens how the monetary system actually works, which is why no schools do it. You got to go to a specialized school and ask for specialized classes to figure out how the Federal Reserve works. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't even give you classes. You got to go to specialized. You got to go to the school of the elites for people who graduate to go work for the Fed or the other major banking institutions to learn how the Fed works. Nobody knows how it works. It's all economic esoteric jargon. Esoteric jargon for a reason, because it makes it very hard for any regular person to understand what the hell is going on. But some of us actually pay attention. Some of us read The Creature on Jekyll Island. Some of us watched the PBS documentary, The Power of the Fed, where the Federal Reserve's own former employees said without saying, this institution is out of control. This is not doing what it's supposed to do, what it's intended to do. It's not doing what it's intended to do because it never was. It is doing what it's intended to do. It's devaluing the dollar, and it's making a small select few people rich on the way down because the American people refuse to stand up and say we have to separate the morals and ethics, the righteousness of our society with the price and the materialism, which is the real goal of Marxism. The real goal of Karl Marx was to reduce the human existence down to price. If you can reduce the human existence down to price, then money becomes people's God. I'll say it again. Take out your number two pencil. If you can reduce the human existence down to price, money becomes God. And that's what's happened in this country. On both sides of the aisle, on both sides of the political spectrum, money has become God. And a society that has money at the center cannot uphold its integrity, cannot uphold the morals and the ethics, the righteousness of its institutions, let alone the rule of law. The rule of law, justice, there is no justice. Justice is dead. Dr. Fauci is the living example that justice is dead. But hey, go get your vaccine. I got to change it. I'm a pro-life Christo-nationalist, FBA trans lesbian who is unvaccinated. Clock it. Pro-life, Christo-nationalist, FBA trans lesbian who's unvaccinated. Clock it. I'm running for United States president. My name is Royce White. Sometimes Royce. And I'm running for United States president. Clock it. And I challenge anybody to debate the issues, anybody, up and down the line, any of them. You notice how they never challenge me to a debate? And when they do, They bring on stupid people like Isaiah Martin, who have the audacity to tell the American people that we, the American taxpayer, don't subsidize the lion's share of NATO. And they actually double down on it. They say it the next day, the next week, the next month, and they just lie. They just hope that Democrats are dumb enough to believe them. They bring up the Budapest Memorandum. I wouldn't even answer the question when we got in the debate. Don't try and derail me into some obscure conversation about a memorandum of all things that doesn't have any teeth. Didn't have any teeth. It's irrelevant. It's illegitimate. Why is it illegitimate? Because one of the co-signers of the memorandum decided to go into Ukraine. So the memorandum is obviously void. If you have a memorandum that's a security guarantee and the country who is a co-author of the memorandum decides to attack you, that's another way of saying all bets are off. The memorandum is void. Basic geopolitics. Learned that when I was ditching class as a young All-American basketball player. I'm having fun. Bring the Mariah Carey back up there in the studio. Sweet, sweet fantasy is what we're living in, where John Thune and the Rhino Republican Senate is going to save the Republic. bring the Mariah Carey back up. We're going to have a blast here. There she is. Look at the beautiful Queen Mariah Carey. Can you even believe how great she was? I mean, there's a master, right? We all aspire to be a beautiful queen like the great Mariah Carey. And when this drops, if you're not out there dancing, you don't even have the flavor to save this republic. Even as an FBA trans lesbian who's unvaccinated, I can appreciate the jam of Mariah Carey. Partying all night. I'm gonna go get me some ice cream. It's a beautiful summer evening here in the belly of the beast, and I'm gonna enjoy the time that we have left, because you know what, gratitude is the greatest source of faith, and I'm more grateful than ever. I'm gonna tell you like it is. I'm gonna tell you exactly like it is. I'm gonna sound the alarm. The commies are not coming. They are in the wire. The Muslims are not coming. They are in the wire. The rhinocrats are not coming. They are in power. So I'm going to sound the alarm and tell you like it is, but I'm still so grateful. And I want all of you out there to be grateful, because despite our trials and tribulations, it is a miracle that we are alive. It's a miracle that we're here, that we're drawing breath. I think of all the people who, you know, have chronic pain and chronic illness or disease, a stage 4 cancer, or, you know, somewhere in the world, a newborn baby died for no reason, right? Just horrible, horrible things happen all the time. For reasons we don't really understand, and it's hard to come to grips with. So we should all be grateful. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I can't even tell you. You know, you can't even put into words the grace and mercy and charity of Christ, our Lord and Savior, can't even be put into words. Really, when you really think about it, it can't even be put into words. That's why no matter what happens, you tell the truth, you bear witness, you rebuke and refute, you maintain your saltiness, you be the salt of the earth, and you understand that you will be persecuted for his name's sake, like the great Charlie Kirk, who was brutally assassinated. But as soon as you go back on those morals and principles, as soon as you go back on those foundations, spit you out. Me, I spit on the floor. But tonight I'm going to go enjoy some ice cream. I don't know. What flavor should I get? So I'm thinking strawberry. But you know, under the right circumstances, I could be convinced for a brownie dough cookie dough mix, maybe a little cheesecake. I don't know. We're celebrating. We are celebrating the managed decline of the nation from the ultra-wealthy, scientific, managerial, academic elite, the permanent political class, who you all have so much trust in. They're such strong candidates, aren't they? Michelle Tafoya, America's favorite sideline reporter. And watch now. Watch how slowly but surely the conservative mainstream media will try and pull my name out of this WNBA controversy. Watch for that. Watch for if they didn't know, now they know. And now that they know that I'll say the real deal, watch how they slowly try and pull me out. See, they think there's a quid pro quo happening here. They're thinking, well, you know, we're going to try and, you know, shoehorn Michelle Tafoya into the Senate. And they may, in fact, let her win. Because if you have three pro-choice women as two senators and a governor here in Minnesota, what's the difference? The sanctity of life is not upheld in the cultural epicenter, Minnesota, the belly of the beast, and we're fighting a spiritual battle. And those who don't think it's spiritual, they're not ready for the battle, obviously. So they'll let her win, because what's the difference? What's the difference? We're retiring Mitch McConnell. Lindsey Graham passed. We got some other people out there like Mitt Romney who are over the hill and they had to give up their seat. The MAGA movement was on the rise. We were plucking these people out across the country. And then all of a sudden we reached this pinnacle where it's like rubber's meeting the roads, do or die. What's the establishment going to do? What's the D.C. swamp going to do? We got to get a Michelle Tafoya in there somewhere who says, you know, these red flag laws, I'm in favor of these red flag. No red flag laws anywhere, ever. Unrestricted Second Amendment. Unrestricted. Completely unrestricted. You know why? Because we have Democrats who say they want to lock the unvaccinated in their homes, and they're singing China's praises. They're traitors. Traitors like John Milley. General John Milley. His name, John Milley, General Milley. I don't know. Because to me, when you go and you talk to our national mortal enemy, you're dead to me. You don't even have any. Your name is your whoever you're. John's dead. You're Dick now. It's been another episode of the Alex Jones Show here on the Alex Jones Network, Sunday Night Live. Signing off from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. God bless you all. God bless America. Go have some ice cream tonight. The ship's going down and the band is playing. Godspeed.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
I found you, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life!
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Come on now, Bandit. We gotta get this truck on the road.
What they say can't be
done.
Let's
get a move on.
We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound and what a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind and brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty for that man. And there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. We're gonna do what they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.